know the sun is in your eyes. And hurricanes and rain and black and cloudy skies. Twisted up, they'll twist you up, I fear. The pious, hateful, and devout, you're turning tricks till you're turned out. The wind's so cold it burns, you're burning out, blowing round.
Everybody, this is your good friend Madge Weinstein once again with Yeast Radio. Well, let me turn off the feedback thing. What do you call that? The audio. Today I'm going to have more of a traditional radio program because as I'm sitting here, I'm wondering, oh God, you know, why do I have to sit here and talk the whole time when I can play nice music and phony phone calls? That, by the way, was from the album of, hang on, I'm plugging my goddamn headphones in. That was The Breeders with Wig in a Box. That's from the Wig in a Box album. It's it's not from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the soundtrack, but it is from a benefit for the Hetrick Martin Institute. I believe that's in San Francisco. And they have the most beautiful covers of the songs from Hedwig, which I really think is probably the most, I unplugged my headphones, probably the most wonderful musical in recent times, probably the best one since Cats. No, I'm just kidding about Cats. Cats is stupid. Once when I was in the Hebrew school, I was teaching, and one of the other teachers, Mrs. Katz, did a musical called Cats with the Hebrew school, except she called it Cats, K-A-T-Z. So I thought that was a little funny. Ha, ha, ha. Cats. With a Z. It has a Z in it. All right, now while we're doing this, now I'm going to do this the real hardcore way. I'm trying to play some phony phone calls for you, but I'm going to try and cue this up. Let's see, source number 3, so that you don't have to hear me listening to all the... Oh, I hope I don't play it by mistake. So... Oh, can you hear it? I don't want you to hear it. Oh, God damn this thing. Sorry. Wait, okay, hold on. Don't yell at me. It's just a goddamn podcast. I'm trying to figure this crap out. And by the way, I need to say this, and I don't mean to be controversial, but I do listen to some other podcasts. And while I understand that we're amateurs here, can I just say this? If you have an accent, and it is not deliberate, please get rid of it, because I cannot take these cheesy accents, these people with the... I don't want to be too specific, and I don't want to name names, but there's so many... God damn it, those fucking headphones. Oh, fuck. These goddamn headphones keep getting unplugged when I'm on them in the middle of a rant. But if you got one of these accents, like, let's say you're from Canada and you talk like this and you say about and it sounds like somebody's sitting on your head when you're talking and you sound like a big Persian with some stupid big red-haired bouffant on your head, why not try and lose the accent? Lose the accent. Do it. That's what broadcasters have to do. And I know you're amateur, but let's face it, if you've got a couple hundred thousand people, you want to be a little bit more than amateur, don't kid yourself. So lose the goddamn accent, go to England, whatever it takes. If it's not deliberate, lose the accent. That goes for men and women. There's this middle American guy accent right now where it's like, dude, and this and that and this and that. I don't want to do an imitation of the accent because then I sound like I'm faking my accent, which is hypocritical. Okay, so we're going to play a phony phone call now. I'd like you to listen to it. These are some calls made to the QVC network. I hope this works.
Thank you for calling QVC. My name is Sue. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'd like to order that Judy Squid I saw on the TV.
Have the item number?
I'm not sure what the item number is. It's the electronic Judy Squid with the two pieces. It's red.
It's the electronic what?
Judy Squid. This is CVN, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, this is CVC.
Hi.
Okay, let's see. I think there's another one coming up, so let's see what's going on. I'm just going to talk and... Oh, that's two people talking to each other, reminiscing. I'm going to just blab like a lesbian until the next call comes online. Let's see. Anyway, back to the matter at hand, my vagina. I'm hoping to go to the Micro Center because they're open at 8 o'clock this morning. Right now it's 8. Okay, here we go.
Hello? Hello?
You start.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Operator 585. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I was going to try to call my friend there in Buscala. Could you look up that code for me, please?
Okay, so where are you calling to?
I believe it's somewhere in Spain.
Honey, we're calling Yugoslavia, not Buscala.
Oh.
We're calling Yugoslavia, sir.
One moment, please.
Yeah.
We're calling Yugoslavia.
That's Yugoslavia.
Oh, Maud.
Oh, eat it.
Eat your own. Oh, could you pour me some of that? Please.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello? Are you calling Yugoslavia?
Yeah.
Okay, at this time, MCI does not service that country.
Oi.
Well, how come?
Yeah, how come?
Okay, so if you would like further information, what I can do is transfer you to
customer service.
Okay.
Would you like me to transfer you?
Please.
Please hold for customer service.
Gracias. Yeah.
Now, I believe I've given myself away because these phone calls were actually recorded in the early 80s.
My name is Marvin Robertson. How may I help you?
Yeah. We're having trouble. We're trying to make a call to Yugoslavia, and the operator said we can't do that.
Okay, the operator said what?
That we can't call Yugoslavia.
Okay, let me check.
He didn't want to put us through.
I thought that sounded a little funny. I can't imagine not being able to call Yugoslavia.
I think he just didn't want to put us through.
Okay, one second, let me check.
We're really mad.
Well, shut up.
Can I put you on hold for one second?
Yeah, sure. La da da.
And see, we're on hold. That's just so important.
We appreciate your holding.
Uh-huh.
Okay, were you trying to get Yugoslavia using an MCI card, or were you dialing directly?
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it does. Yugoslavia calls using the MCI card, but that country is blocked for that.
Why?
Okay, the reason it's blocked is because that is a high-fraud country.
Ah, you're kidding. Jeez. All right, so I'd have to dial direct, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I can just dial direct.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, is there anything else I can help you on the account with then?
You could eat yourself.
I'm sorry?
He said eat yourself.
Hello?
Duh! Hello?
Oh, that wasn't very nice. I think that's enough of the pranky phone calls today. You know, that's very rude, and I'm embarrassed for those two gentlemen's behavior. But like I said, and I didn't mean to give this away, I wanted to give the gentle audience the idea that let me unplug some of these goddamn headphones while I walk around with my cordless microphone. But I wanted to give the impression that I love the way I say that. It's like the Hebrew letter tzadik. The tzadi, where you got that, you start off a consonant with a tz, not a s. Now I forgot what I was talking about. What kind of tzuris was I talking about? Anyway, so I gave myself away because that was from the early 80s. Obviously, if there's a Yugoslavia, it was before the fall of the Soviet Empire. And this is actually how the Soviet Empire fell. A lot of people don't know this. The propaganda Republicans want to tell you it was because of that asshole with that senile bitch Reagan, but it wasn't. It was because of me and my little students. Those two were my students, and making prank phone calls, and it bugged them, so they decided to just forget about communism. And that's really, it's really simple. And I know that sounds a little ridiculous, but that's the way it is. I don't know what else to talk about. I really wanted to play that song from the Hedwig. And I'm going to play another song when I finish here. Hopefully that'll be soon. And it's Wig in a Box. And this is the best version of Wig in the Box in the whole world. It's from the Polyphonic Spree. Now, I'm going to wait because I want to talk about two more. No, fuck that. I'm just going to play the goddamn song. You've heard enough of me and my fat cunt. Hold on a second. Now I got to put the goddamn headphones on so I can cue this bitch up. You know, I refuse to do post-production with a podcast. I think it's counterproductive to have to sit there and hassle with it. I should be able to record the goddamn thing live, just like a plain regular broadcast, and then shove the thing in the cunt that is my computer and send it on its merry way. It should not take me, I should not have to do any sort of sound editing or any bullshit. So that's with that. Now I'm going to cue this up on the iPod, and we're going to hear this music. This is again from Hedwig's and the Angry Inch, Wig in a Box, songs from the musical. This is not from the actual musical. This is a benefit for the Hedrick Martin Institute. Give them money, yada, yada. Okay, let's see here. I got to cue this. I got one ear with the cueing. I got this. I got that. Okay. Here we go. This is Madge and Yeast Radio saying, fare ye well, gentle audience. My vagina hurts and it smells.
On nights like this, when the world's a bit amiss and the lights go down, a across the trailer park. I get down, I feel had, I feel on the verge of going mad. And then it's time to punch the clock. I put on some makeup and turn up the tape deck and pull the wig down on my head. And suddenly I'm Miss Midwest Midnight Checkout Queen. Until I head home and I put myself to bed. I look back on where I'm from and look at the woman I've become, and the strangest things seem suddenly routine. I look up for love, a booth on the rocks, a gift wrap wig still in the box of towering velveteen. I put on some makeup and some love and makeup and pull the wig down from the shelf. Some girls, they have natural ease. They wear it any way they please, with the French flip curls and perfume magazines. Wear it up, let it down. This is the best way that I found to be the best you've ever seen. I put on some makeup and turn up the 8-track. I'm pulling the wig down from the shelf. And suddenly I'm Miss Farrah Fawcett from TV. Until I wake up and I turn back to myself. Okay, everybody. I put on some makeup and turn up the 8-track. I'm pulling the wig down from the shelf.